Hundreds of residents braved November showers to line up on Brant Street Friday morning for the first in-person Remembrance Day procession and service at Veterans Square since 2019. In attendance was Second World War veteran Gordon Schottlander, 97, who arrived on one of two M1-13 armored personnel carriers featured in the parade. Along the parade route was Carol Jefferson Goodrow, who warded off the rain with a poppy umbrella she purchased during a visit to Vimy, France. My father served at Juno Beach as part of the North Nova Scotia Highlanders, the Black Watch Regiment, she said. Jefferson Goodrow's father, Major Arnold Jefferson, was awarded the Croix de Guerre, France's highest award for bravery, after leading his men through a wheat field while being strafed by enemy fire for hours. Jefferson Goodrow, who hails from Nova Scotia, moved to the city more than two decades ago with her husband, Paul Goodrow. I've never missed a Remembrance Day ceremony since we moved to Burlington in 1986, she said. Reverend Canon Stuart Pike delivered the invocation and a Remembrance Day thought at the ceremony at Veterans Square, which also featured a scripture reading by Reverend Father Wilson Andrade. Dignitaries laid wreaths at the cenotaph before the ceremony concluded with the singing of God Save the King.